From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. Senate Democrats failed today to muster the 60 votes needed to force an up or down vote on Goodwin Liu. He was nominated to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. As NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg reports, it was nearly a party line vote.
The 40-year-old Liu has waited more than a year, and with no realistic prospect that he will ever get an up or down vote, he is widely expected to withdraw his nomination and allow President Obama to name another nominee to the vacancy. A law professor and associate dean at UC Berkeley, he's the son of immigrants and was a Rhodes Scholar. His nomination was praised by liberal and conservative scholars alike, and he won the American Bar Association's highest rating. Nobody seriously questioned Liu's qualifications, but Republicans did question his ideology as too liberal, activist, and extreme. Democrats, however, repeatedly compared Liu to Michael McConnell, a brilliant conservative scholar nominated to an appellate court by President George W. Bush. Then Professor McConnell had written articles critical of Supreme Court decisions on abortion and racial equality. But Democrats said they'd accepted his assurance that he would follow the Supreme Court's instructions, and he was quickly confirmed. Despite all the talk about Liu's liberal legal views, though, what clearly stuck in the craw of almost all Republican senators was Liu's testimony against the Supreme Court nomination of then-Judge Samuel Alito. At Alito's 2006 confirmation hearing, Liu testified that Alito's lower court rulings showed a vision of an America, quote, where police may shoot and kill an unarmed boy, where federal agents may point guns at ordinary citizens during a raid, even after no sign of resistance, where a black man may be sentenced to death by an all-white jury for killing a white man. Texas Republican Senator John Cornyn.
These were not an off-the-cuff set of remarks or a temporary lapse in judgment, but they were a product of carefully scripted and prepared testimony.
Cornyn said he didn't believe Liu's apology at his confirmation hearing for the tone of those remarks, calling it a confirmation conversion. Utah Republican Mike Lee.
They were misleading, and they were an unwarranted personal attack on a dedicated judge and public servant.
Connecticut Independent Joseph Lieberman tried to calm the GOP fury about Liu's Alito testimony, saying it has the ring of an advocate making an argument with more zeal than he realized at the time. Lieberman noted that he was among the so-called Gang of 14 senators that agreed in 2006 to allow up or down votes on all judicial nominees, except in extraordinary circumstances.
To me, a disagreement about a statement made in the heat of an argument or even the substance of an article published is not strong enough to prevent this nominee from having what I think is his right and the president's right to get a vote up or down.
But Republican Lindsey Graham of South Carolina, also a member of the Gang of 14, disagreed.
These statements are designed to basically say that people who have the philosophy of Judge Alito are uncaring, hateful, and really should be despised. That is a bridge too far.
In the end, the vote was 52-43, with Alaska's Lisa Murkowski the only Republican voting to end the filibuster, and Utah's Orrin Hatch voting present. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.